Greetings. We are living in a season of becoming the people of God. To be the people of God is to be the family of God. The source of our family is not some belief system. It is a joining to God and to one another by the life of His Spirit. Yesterday, Pastors Jonathan and Danny gave a great challenge at A-Life to being the family of God. The present move of God's Spirit is all about being His family in the earth. Before Jonathan gave his word, I felt stirred to release the following prophecy.
It's not merely the shackles and chains that I desire to break. It's your heart that I desire to liberate. For I've called you to be sons and daughters. It's not merely my presence for blessing. It's my presence for identity. It's my presence for your testimony. It's my presence for your fulfillment of purpose of life. This is a season of us, says God. A season of you and me, of me and you. A season of us being who we are meant to be. For this is not just a time to be free from an enemy. This is a time to be attached, to be connected. To be connected to me and to be connected to one another. For it's not just the shackles and the chains that I desire to break. It's your life I desire to liberate.
It is drawing near to God that causes every enemy to flee in our lives. God's manifest presence in our lives is the manifest presence of eternal life. It is the manifest presence of resurrection life. His presence in our lives is not so we will be freed from our past. It is so we will find our attachment to Him to become who He has always desired us to be. As sons and daughters of God, we are the family of God. We have been brought near to God through the love sacrifice of His only begotten Son, Jesus, who has been declared to be both Lord and Christ. He is the source of the desire of our hearts and the testimony of our lives. At the beginning of this year, God told me this would be a year of peace. That peace is being one with God and one another in all things. James 4:7-8. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Our objective is not to resist the devil. Our purpose in life is to be near to God. It is living near to God that delivers us from every power of the devil. This is our submission to God and to one another. It is being near to God that cleanses our hands and frees us from all sin. The objective is not merely to have clean hands and to be free from sin. It is to be near to God. Life is life. Light is light. Good is good. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. Therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For He Himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation. Peace with God is all about being one with Him. It is about living with Him and Him living with us. When we live with Him, we come alive by the life that He is. Christ in each of us is the hope of glory. It is our great hope of life in all things. When we live with Him and then live with one another, we experience an exponential reality of His love, life, and liberty as the family of God in all things. This is a season of growing in our understanding and the reality of being the authentic family of God in this world. It is a place of being perfect because it is a place of us continually being perfected by His presence in us and in one another for the sake of being a family of true life. It is the authenticity of being loved by God, and loving one another as the family of God in all things. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.